Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Do you want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters? Uninformed people in this world, then change the channel because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yeah.
People peeing in the streets.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. It's a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. Truly be part of the conversation. That's how it works. As a matter of fact, if anything, that's the best way it works. When you're part of the conversation, right, you get informed, you get engaged, you tell people what's going on, you can come at it from a standpoint of power, if you would. Knowledge is power, right? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know what it is. Yeah, that's right. It's Alfonso Rachel Day. He'll be with us in just a little bit, right after the first break. It never stops with these people. No, and I'm not just saying it is a blanket statement. But when you look at, again, the things that they go after, the things that the left goes after, the far left goes after, the people they go after, it's just amazing to me. Look, these big cities now are giving, the big news of the day, by the way, I'll hit that a little later on, is the Biden administration has decided, we need to build a wall. We got a problem here. Duh. Come on. Like, nobody knew this? This is not a conversation in a room at the White House? Hey, there's some reality here to the point that there's so many of these illegals coming across the border. You think we ought to look into it for real? I mean, I don't know how much further you go with it from there. Don't get me wrong. As far as they're concerned. But really, seriously, get back. Now they've approved building the wall. Now what's that going to do for Joey B's left? They're going to hate it. Because remember, he promised them, not 1 foot of wall will be built while I'm president. Well, you know what? Again, he's used to lying, so it's not a big deal. Right? 855-ROAD-JOE. 855-732-5563. And, again, what's going to? They're finally starting to give in, right? Now, Mayorkas is the one that he came out, made the statement. So he announced in the U.S. Federal Register outlining wall construction in the Rio Grande sector. Now, hopefully, they won't have to redesign a wall and do all this. They'll use the stuff that we already have, that we've already, the taxpayers already paid for, and that we're guarding and paying money to guard on a daily basis. He said, I want to address today's reporting relating to a border wall and be absolutely clear. There is no new administration policy with respect to border walls from day one. The administration made clear that the border wall is not the answer. That remains our position. and our position has never wavered. The language in the Federal Register notice is being taken out of context. It does not signify any change in policy whatsoever, except that they're putting up a wall. These people are amazing. Right? Do they have an answer as to what's going on and what needs to be fixed? I hear that over 70% of the people coming over the border are coming through this area, this 200-mile area where they want to put the wall back up, or put a wall up. Now, the funny thing about it is the register actually outlines construction. How it goes in, how high it's supposed to be. The agency says there's been more than 245,000 migrant encounters. Well, they've seen over 245,000 illegal migrant encounters. In the Federal Register announcement, Mayorkas said that he is using his authority provided by Congress to waive 26 federal laws, including the Clean Air Act, Safe Drinking Water Act, and Endangered Species Act. There's presently an acute and immediate need to construct physical barriers and roads in the vicinity of the border. I'll have to keep an eye on this because you know how they are with verbiage. You know, when you're telling you it's one thing, it's usually another. To prevent unlawful entries into the United States and project areas pursuant to Section 102A, he goes through a whole bunch. It's the Illegal Immigration Reform Act. Upon taking off, and funny, that act went into effect in 1996. And the Dems have been, they've been in charge of the presidency, Senate, and Congress several times, right? Really that simple. They could have just changed the laws the way they wanted them. They had the power. They had the people. When Biden stepped into office, one of the first things he did, just before, making us no longer energy independent, yes, that's something that he was looking forward to doing. President Biden halted new border wall construction as part of a promise he made on the presidential campaign trail. Right? Not a foot. Wasn't going to construct the wall. Stopped it dead in its tracks. The administration said that the wall construction under the Trump administration was just one example of the prior administration's misplaced priorities and failure to manage immigration in a safe and orderly and human way. I guess having them wide open, having girls and boys getting raped just before the border or even after the border, watching young women get killed after they got over the border, I guess all those were fine. Yeah, nope, those were more humane. Show was in your house. Don't go far.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. $1,000. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
Form. Once you get formed, we can win. I know, it sounds kind of crazy, huh? We can win, though. 855-REAL-JOE. Like I said, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. Let me bring him on. I always have a good time with him. Alfonso Rachel joins me. We lovingly refer to him as Zoe. He's the host of the Zopian Den, Anti-Fuddy-Duddy Bible Study, and the Zoloft. And Zoe, another great day here in, as they refer to, paradise. We actually had our electricity all day.
No brownouts.
Is that, I mean, you're giggling, I'm laughing, people are going, huh, what are they talking about? I live in California, also known as North Venezuela. we have brownouts and blackouts from time to time. We have outs from time to time. I mean, it really gets old after a while. And
yeah. What's I mean, the brownout, for anybody wondering, what is brownout? Brownout is basically when the electrical grid just craps on you. You just get brown on.
Oh, God. It's when Jesus turns the wrong switch. That's a brownout. No. But really, it's so stupid. It really is at this point. We have a grid. They won't shore it up. They won't... they keep telling us everything's okay. Just don't charge your electric cars.
Man, I tell you what, you know, I'm here in San Angelo, Texas, and we get some pretty hearty thunderstorms, man. And when it rains, we're not in Tornado Alley or anything like that. We're kind of outside of Tornado Alley, but you know, and it's cool, man, because when we get a storm coming in, and we got some beautiful electrical storms, right? And it rains pretty hearty, and the grid holds up. I don't think that the whole time we've been here and the rains that we've had, I'm just waiting for the power to go out. And I think it probably has gone out like once. And I'm like, wow, this grid's got gusto.
Well, didn't you guys, I don't know if you were there when this happened, but didn't you guys at one point in time, you were relying very heavily on wind and solar, and then you had that freeze or the frost or whatever it was?
I was still in California at the time.
Oh, really? Oh,
yeah.
You're smarter than them then.
Well, you know, I think is that kind of before we moved to Texas, we were like, really, Texas? Is this where we're thinking about going? You know, it's like, hey, what you doing, man? What's up with that?
Yeah.
But for where we are in Texas, and I hope I'm not toot my horn before the horn blows, or however that saying goes, but so far it's held up pretty darn good.
Yeah, as long as you don't have a snow, I guess, or something along those lines. I just find all that so interesting. They have examples all across the country where the solar can't handle it, and they don't seem to care. It doesn't seem to bother them at all.
Yeah.
You know,
I mean, every year in California, man, it's, you know, you're going to get the peak charges and the rolling blackouts and the rolling brownouts and whatnot. And it's like, for real, California, y'all are supposed to be all about, you know, the environment and sustainable energy and all that sort of stuff. You can't sustain the power being on, you know, just as the weather heats up a little bit. It's just summer. Okay. It's not global boiling. It's just summer.
It's global warming, people. Get over yourselves. You know what I'm saying?
Global boiling.
Yes, I heard you. I heard. No, I just it's. What? Look, I've been around a little longer than you. I go all the way back to the days when it was, you know,
the
Earth was cooling too fast, and this was happening here, and that was happening there, and it's like, can we stop this? Can we just, you know, you lost. All right, you lost, and if you can't figure that out, I don't even know what to tell you anymore. Right?
Yeah. I hear you, man. It's and some people, it's like they just want to be lost. These tree huggers, man, they want to be lost. They want to be lost in the forest, man, hugging them trees. And interestingly enough, you know, one of the names in the Bible of the devil is Belial. And
it
Belial
translates to tree hugger, does it?
Just almost. it means lord of the forest.
Oh.
And the forest is a very enchanting place, isn't it? And people get lost in this earth worship, tree hugging kind of stuff. They're lost in that forest, man, and they're trying to get us lost in there with them. We ain't having it.
Yeah, I was just looking. I was just looking for something that we got. We were talking about, you know, Satan being the angel of music kind of thing. Remember that a few weeks ago?
Yeah.
And I can't find the email, but somebody sent me an email and said, "Hey." You know, how do you tie all that together? It was kind of the thing with the email. He said, well, listen, what is affecting young kids more than anything? Music. You know, I mean, you know, all the stuff going on, the entertainment that's going on, all that other stuff. What stirs the soul what do you get all stirred up with? You get stirred up with music. Depending on, you know, what music turns you on. They've done studies about classical music in kids in the morning and how it actually resets their brain to the point where they're able to receive better. Yeah, you have to sit there and say, how do you ignore it? Oh, you science people, how do you ignore that? But who was the king of music? I mean, who was the lord over music, if you would?
Yeah, that was Lucifer, man. He was made for it. You know, it's when you go into the description when it's talking about when the Lord is basically rebuking the king of Tyre. And he's like basically saying, look, Tyre, before you try to get all high and mighty, man, let me tell you what I did to Lucifer when he tried to get haughty with me, okay? And Lucifer was like the chief. You know, he was made for beauty. Beautiful music, right? He was the chief of a chief musician. And with music, it's one of those things, and because the gift comes from God in the first place. It's not like the devil invented music. He was given the gift, and that has to have a giver. And, you know, the talent to do music and the talent to appreciate music, it comes from God. It's just a point of if you want to use your choice to either produce the music for God, or if you want to appreciate music for God, or you just want to do it for selfish reasons. That's the problem.
A lot of some of these people that started, you know, the Whitney Houstons of the world, Aretha Franklin, so forth, they started off where? In gospel.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right? Mm-hmm. And you try to explain that to people, say, this was not an accident. You know, they have that ability, they have that talent, they got it for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
And towards the end, they did not use it for the reason. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly, man. And I tell you what, I used to not want to play music in church. You know, I didn't want to be one of those Jesus freaking dorks and, you know, playing that corny music and just playing so, you know, basic and generic and stuff like that. I tell you what, amazing, amazing musicians come out of church.
Oh, yeah. Mm. No question about it. You know, and it starts off because of their love for the Lord. Would you agree?
Definitely. Definitely. Yeah. I missed out on that.
Well, anyway, we'll be back in a few minutes, people. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. Joe Messina, your host. Yep. Zoe's going to be with us when we return. Don't go far.
Yeah, I kind of kicked myself, man, for the chops that I could have learned, man, you know, sticking with church playing. But yep. I don't know. Maybe I wasn't in the area for it or something. Because, you know, there's a church culture of music, you know, that, you know, maybe happens like in certain cities and stuff.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. So far, there's a few people throwing their hats in the ring to be Speaker of the House.
Ohio Congressman Jim Jordan and House Majority Leader Steve Scalise of Louisiana both launching their bids yesterday for the job, with Jordan saying he would not support aid for Ukraine.
I'm against that.
The most pressing issue on Americans' minds is not Ukraine. It is the border situation, and it is crime on the streets.
I'm Corey Myers.
President Biden, despite his assertion that border walls are ineffective, has given the green light for additional border wall construction in southern Texas.
I tried to get them to reappropriate, to redirect that money. They wouldn't. And in the meantime, there's nothing under the law other than they have to use the money for what is appropriate. I can't stop that.
Morgan State University students remain on edge after Tuesday night's on-campus shooting in Baltimore. Five people were shot in the incident, including four students. No arrests have been made. Dave Collins, USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby-Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-GO-JOE-855-732-5562. Let me just bring him on. Alfonso Rachel joins me as he does every week. He is the host of the Zopi and Den Anti-Fuddy-Duddy Bible Study, the Zoloft. Always appreciate his time with me. Zo, before we get rolling in conversation, and I blow the time, let's talk about where they can get your great music. You're still selling coffee mugs? By the way, I think people stop drinking coffee because I haven't sold any mugs in a while.
Oh, man, we are in the end times. People stop drinking coffee. That's like that episode of Airplane when they talk about, like, yeah, we may be off by, like, a few billion miles or anything like that. Hey, is there something you're really not telling us? Okay, we're out of
coffee. Well, no, it has to be the end times because, you know, the Bible is very specific about coffee in the New Testament. You know that.
Yes, yeah, it says don't harm the oil. That's how I drink my coffee, man. I drink
it. It's called Hebrews. You know, very specific about the guy making. Never mind. Okay. I know that's pretty bad.
It's like when I'm pouring my coffee, man. When I put out drip on, it looks like I pulled the plug on the motor or on the engine, man.
Oh,
like,
no, I'm with you, man. No, good.
Yeah.
I want it so dark that you have to use a half a gallon, of half and half, to make it lighten up a little bit. Okay.
Yeah. Right? I want my spoon to stand up in it, man.
Sorry, time it's worth anything. All right.
That's right.
Where was I? I was gonna hit you. Tell us where to get your music. What are you waiting for?
Oh, yeah.
What are you wasting time here? Let's go.
It's coffee, Joe. Come on now. It's coffee. But at bronzeserpentmedia.com, my music project that Joe was talking about is Sledge X. So for my rock and rollers out there, if you want some American-made, patriot-grade rock and roll, come see us. Like Joe said, man, don't be spending your money on, like, you know, Rage Against the Machine or Green Day or something like that. If you want some rock and roll that is appreciative of this God-given republic, come holler at us.
So, you know, when you have the show, I like to highlight racism because, you know, you can help me understand it. Because I don't, like General Milley, I don't want to be part of it. Okay. Yes. So, apparently now, Starbucks is closing down, I think it's four stores, maybe even as many as nine in San Francisco. Mm. You know, they're tired. They are tired of, you know, some of the, why would anybody steal coffee? Especially that coffee. But they're tired of the theft and people leaving and, you know, not paying for things and all that stuff and how much more it's costing them to get product into the city because, you know, there's plenty of companies don't want to deliver into the city. You know, Walmart has closed, Walgreens and I think Walmart and Target are closed stores in and around the San Francisco area. But it's interesting that all these stores, when you read what the leaders and other people in the community are writing, what do you think they're saying about their stores?
That they're racist?
Yeah. That they're racist. They don't want to serve the community. That's why they're leaving. They can't make the megabucks they used to make. Look, it's one thing if they decide to sell the product at a lesser price and make less profit. It's a whole other thing when you decide to steal stuff because you want them, well, not even because you want them to make less profit. You just think you're entitled to it, right?
Yeah, yeah. Well, I tell you what, for those people who are accusing of Starbucks and Walmart and you know, and Target and stuff like that of racism. You're absolutely right. I am behind you 100%. Absolutely. I'm telling you, you know what? These Starbucks, they have been promoting the racism of what we call the soft bigotry of low expectations. They've been pandering to these people, making them feel like victims. It's like, oh, you poor black people. Oh, you know what? Black Lives Matter. You just can't make it in America. And you need us good kind of white people, us real white supremacists who are so white supremacists that we're even better than other white people. We're the bestest, goodest kind of white people. And you know what? You just come on in and you steal from us. You just go ahead. And then they want to get mad because they took them up on their offer. And the chickens came home to roost. You guys promoted this whole race narrative, you bigots. You're the ones who did it. You got what came to you, and they're right to call you out as being racist. That's what you get.
Well, you know, it's funny you should say all of that. You know, when BLM was pushing hard for money, and they were everybody was giving them tons of megabucks or what have you. And what now? They've had to file for bankruptcy. Nobody knows where the money went. There's no accounting of them. Well, I know where $6 million went. It went to the vice chair, the vice president of the organization, about two homes. You're one of the most expensive places in L.A.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. So it's like, you know, let that be a lesson to you. If you're going to have people out there who still want to complain about, and the thing is, Joe, the narrative is that the Democrats, the white liberal elites who engineer all this stuff, the Democrats, and Malcolm X was talking about it back in his day. He's like, man, these liberals, man, these white Democrats, they ain't your friend. And if you get behind them, man, you're a political chump and a traitor to your race. That's Malcolm X. He was saying it back then. He was even saying that before the so-called party switch, right? So, you know, when you got these people who are still buying into that they're victims and stuff like that by Democrat engineering because they're the ones who want this. They want these kids in the schools so they can program. You know, it used to be Democrats didn't want black kids in school. Now they do want them there so they can program them to be a voter stock.
Yeah.
Right? That's what they, so it's like, now we don't want you out there picking cotton in the fields anymore. We want you out there farming votes for us. That's what we want you doing.
Yep.
So that's what Democrats do. And, you know, so when this feedback loop of victim mentality, promote it and then complain about it. Promote it and then complain about it. That's the dynamic that's going on with the Democrat Party and the black community.
Yeah, do you think that they will see? I got on Sonia last week about this because we were talking about a little bit about the black community, Hispanic community, what have you. I see the Hispanic community starting to see it. You know, you're seeing the numbers rise pretty good with the support that Republicans have from the Hispanic community. The black community is shifting, but I'm going, all right, is it because of the ignorance of what we're teaching in the inner city? What is it? What's it going to take to get the black community to wake up? I'm not saying necessarily vote Republican, but stop voting for those people that don't want anything to do with you, really. They just want your vote, and then you'll never see them again.
Well, I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm not trying to excuse, you know, blacks from what it is that they need to do. But if the Republican Party, because a lot of there is that kind of concern. I don't think it's the right kind of concern as far as what Republicans are thinking about it. The thing is, oh, let me just say this, Joe. It's not a good thing that, you know, blacks are just like, I'm fed up with the Democrat Party. What does the Republican Party do to inspire them to say, hey, come over to our camp? Nothing. It has to get so bad. Hey, come on, Joe, man. We've seen how this plays out in the book of Exodus, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Israelites, you know, they're like, man, this sucks. But they didn't ask for freedom, man. They just wanted the oppression to stop. They didn't ask for freedom. And then when God led them out, they cursed Moses, you know, had a hissy fit at God and said, we want to go back to Egypt. There wasn't, the thing is, and the sad part of it is that, man, you got God. It doesn't get any better than that. But that's not what they were thinking. They weren't thinking about how good they could have it with God. They were just thinking that we wanted to get out from under the oppression. But with the Republicans, it's like worse because, like, man, what are we selling that they're really interested in? They're just only wanting to leave because they're just fed up with them. That's not really a good strategy.
I totally agree with you. I mean, the Republicans, they're showing their colors again, as you saw over the last few days, right? They got nothing. If they got nothing to beef about, if they got nothing to be oppressed by, they've got nothing to argue about. You know? Tough being a leader. You can't talk about the stuff that's slowing you down.
But I'll tell you what, Joe, I mean, the thing is that we do have the right, you know, because it's the friendliest to the Constitution, more importantly, friendliest to the Word of God that we understand that this Constitution is based on. In the Republican Party, that's what it's got going for it. So it really is
it. Does it? I mean, these guys who say they believe in God, these guys, one nation under God,
right.
They couldn't find God if they were standing in front of the church or anywhere and lightning hit them.
Absolutely. But I'm talking about principle. I'm not talking about people. I'm talking about principle.
Okay. I'll give you that.
That being the case, we got the right thing. It's just the ability to be able to relate it.
Yeah, I'm so tired of, you know, we talk about, oh, yeah, you know, their platform says this. Our platform has God in it. You know, their platform. You know, really? What are we doing in any kind of godly way as Republicans to show that we truly want to honor God other than put, what, his name on a piece of paper that we vote on? What else are we doing? Anyway. All right, Joe Bassini, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is going to happen soon. With all the distractions in the media, we probably won't see it coming. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. American families are preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our court.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
We are back. Joe McKee, your host. Always a... I always love having you with me. I do appreciate the time you guys spend with us on the air, in the chat room. Texting and tweeting, being part of the conversation. Part of the solution, let me bring him on. Alfonso Rachel joins me as he does every week. We lovingly refer to him as Zoe. And Zoe, I've got a revelation for you, apparently. A female Lutheran pastor in Minnesota decided to let her congregation know that Jesus actually had two dads. And she kept referring to God as being non-binary. And the reason I love these stories so much is there's never really anything that backs it up, right? So I guess this is, there'll be a coming out day here soon, National Coming Out Day, whatever it is. They refer to God as a non-binary, depicted Jesus Christ as having two dads while wearing a fabulous tunic. I mean, seriously, during the prayer, she recited a statement of faith known as the Sparkle Creed, which emphasized a belief in the non-binary God with plural pronouns and a rainbow spirit, embracing diversity in the humanity that he created, that they created. The prayer also called for love and inclusion, urging congregation to recognize that love is love, any way you cut it. The concluded with a reference to the pop star Taylor Swift and her song, pretty much ending the prayer in Shake It Off,
asking for the ability to overcome challenges and embrace these kind of things. It's the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America. And I don't even know. I mean, the prayer was all about gender inclusion, gender identity, gender expression, non-binary God. And I'm going, you can't find that in the Bible. Apparently they did. They must have different glasses than we do.
Well, they're good at imagining things, so yeah, they probably found it. Okay, so when they talk about shake it off, man, Jesus says the same thing. Yeah, shake it off. When you go and try to tell these people the truth and they don't hear you, shake the dust off your sandals, ease on down the road, I will handle them later. And you don't want to be handled by Jesus on the business end of his wrath. You guys are stumbling blocks of people, and Jesus is going to have issues with you. I think there's only one place that I can think of in the Bible, Joe, where Jesus may refer to himself as some kind of a female, and that's when he talks about being a chicken. It's like, oh, Jerusalem, how I wish I could gather you under my wing like a chicken does his hens. I think that's about it. Other than that, God makes it very clear that he's a he. He's from the very beginning. You know, his pronouns have always been he. When he made a creature in his image, that image was a he. That was Adam, right? And when you break it down, the image of Adam wasn't just like an image. It's a representation. Adam was made to represent God in nature. And if man could be non-binary, or whichever, or however, then there would be no point in making a woman. God could have just made Adam interchangeable, like Mr. Potato Head or something like that. You know, but he didn't do that.
Same thing with
you. You know, it's like, one day I'm Mr. Potato Head, the next day I'm Miss Potato Head. You know, so he didn't do that. He made two distinct genders, you know. And God's like, and that's the, as a matter of fact, Joe, that's the first thing that God described about us. You a man, and you a woman. I made you both. Right, and I've given you this distinction. So these people trying to talk about, you know, the God being non-binary, they're non-red is what it is.
Oh, no question about it. There is no question. You know, and it's funny because in the teaching that she was giving, which I really get a kick out of, because somehow she went down the road of how the land was stolen from the American. Native Americans, and that there wouldn't be, which is really funny that they call them Native Americans, right? Because this wasn't America until
right. The
white man named it America. So they're okay with the, you know, the white supremacist term America, I guess.
Maybe more like pre-Columbian natives or something like that. How about that?
Heirs to the Amazons? The Amazon people? I don't know. I go, your buddy Bill Whittle does a great job at laying all that out. All the way back to giving it back to God since he was the original owner. All right.
You know, and the thing is, you know, whatever they're trying to talk about with that, in a way, is biblical because, you know, when they're trying to say that the white man came and took the Indians, you know, land and stuff like that, well, what do they think that the Indians were doing before that? You know, like Bill says, like, well, you guys think that they were like some pony petting hippies or something like that? It's like, no, they warred with each other also. They stole territory. They raped. They pillaged. They enslaved. They were doing all that stuff too. Oh, and matter of fact, they were even sacrificing each other to their gods. It's the same thing. It's for the same reason that God would send the Israelites against Canaanite tribes, because these people were like detestable heathens doing unspeakable things to the people that they would conquer. So God's like, yeah, you're going to have to ride on these people, and I want you to go scorched earth on them. So when you have these people over there who are doing that, and it's not just the Indians, the world over has done this kind of stuff, man. From here, before America was America, in Africa, in the Asian countries, whether it's the Chinese or the Indians over there, the world over, man, has done this kind of stuff, you know?
Yeah, no, look, I so agree with you when it comes to this, people aren't looking at everything that's going on with it and how evil it actually is. I mean, you and I joked about this once before, but it's so true. When people talk about the devil, oh, you mean this imaginary character with horns and a tail and a pitchfork? No, that's the guy you see on Halloween. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about that good-looking doctor that's talking you into an abortion. That's who we're talking about. We're talking about that, right? I mean, am I wrong here? That man that keeps telling, I'm going to love you for, you know, 100 years, and then when you wake up in the morning, he's gone, nowhere to be found. That's the one I'm talking about, you know?
Great point, man.
My pastor used to get down with that stuff, man, and I would just, I would feel bad, but I knew what he was doing. You know, you'd have all these single mamas there that were pregnant, and he would just, nothing stopped him at times. He would just go off on certain things. And I thought it was a good, and that's just, he went on off on the men too. I'm just, but I mean, that's what we need taught. Being taught that you're the best you can be because God sees you as the best you can be because he created you. So everybody say, I'm the best I can be. I mean, that's the church where I throw up in the seat and let them clean it up later.
Right. Oh, my goodness. And that's why the word says, man, the devil masquerades as an angel of light. And just like we said at the beginning of this story, show, man, you know, the Bible lets us know that the devil is beautiful. You know, he's not this, you know, this monster that people try to make him out to be. The Bible, the devil is introduced to us in the Bible as our enemy right off the bat. Because that's what you're supposed to see him as. But later it's revealed that his actual form is, he's beautiful. But the reason why people get this kind of like, you know, this goat figure with the legs and the horns and stuff like that is because the word for goat, in Hebrew, is ez and, ezaz. And included in the meaning of these words is demon. Or devil. So going back to like the ancient Hebrew, that's where, you know, this image of the devil comes in with the goat, you know, and the Baphomet and all that sort of stuff. That's where we get that.
You know, there's a multitude of stories. And just for clarity, people, I don't suggest that I trust everything. But if you go out to MSN.com and you look at the stories, some of the stories that they have lined up, it's really interesting that there is a bulk, a flood, a whatever you want to call it, of stories coming across now. About how Christianity is failing, and it is, you know, soon to be the religion of the past. It's not tolerant. It's not this. It's not that. Really, really kind of interesting the way they're approaching it, the way they word these things, right? But there are some points that they have, as the churches have been diminishing over the last few years, and they're not little numbers. They're pretty big numbers, you know. But the reasons when you see the surveys. So you're going to have a heart attack here. One of the main reasons that people drop out of church is because it's inconvenient. The services aren't... Jesus, I heard that horn. Can you pause that? I'm in the middle of a manicure. I mean, I'd really like to get this done before we get rolling here. Yeah, I got a game on Saturday. I want to win. Can you do that? I mean, inconvenient? Are these people for real?
You know what? I guess yes and no, Joe, because if they understood that, going to church, yeah, I guess it's supposed to be an inconvenience. But the thing is, if you think that you're going to church and you think it's inconvenient, you misunderstood the whole thing. Churchgoer, you are the church, or at least you're supposed to be the church, right?
Yeah.
Going to the church, and if you're understanding that you are the church, then you got the Holy Spirit with you, and you should be able to crack open your Bible, and you should be able to fellowship with people wherever you are in the Word of God, and build each other up in the Word of God wherever you are. You know, that's not supposed to be an inconvenience to you.
The other ones are just kind of almost giddy. A bunch left because they didn't feel like they fit in, because they didn't feel the love from the congregation, because they had a negative experience at the church. Imagine if you ever left your wife every time you had a negative experience. it's just amazing. Oh, one church, they didn't have enough, they didn't have a program for BIPOC people. These aren't believers, people. These aren't Christian believers. All right, Joe, we're up against the time. I wish we had a lot more because we always get into these great conversations towards the end. Again, where do people get your music?
Thanks, man. I'm at bronzeserpentmedia.com, and that's my Sledge X page if you want to grab some of our rock and roll.
You got to, people. You got to. Stop. Taylor Swift, really? Seriously? Go with TV. Be back in a little bit.